This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Hey, it's great to hear your voice. I'm glad you're back in the United States. And so you just came back from across the pond, right?
Switzerland, yes.
Yeah, Switzerland. So, what you went? Can you share with us? You went to a convention about pain. Can you share with us what you learned? What you spoke about?
Interesting things that have happened. I was asked to come and speak about 50 years of neuromodulation. You know, this year is the 50th anniversary of my introduction of spinal stimulation. And interestingly, it is still being used much more now than ever all around the world. And that was really the beginning of modern pain management.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, so, there were a number of speakers. There were four from the United States. I thought the most innovative was a physician from Alaska who does lots of, quote, cryotherapy. But what she means by cryotherapy, you put a probe into a nerve that you want to destroy and actually freezes it. Instead of, you know, we used heat way back to destroy, but now they're using cold.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard of using vodka. No, literally, Dr. Sheely. I know a woman who had cancer, and she was in incredible pain, and they injected her nerves where this pain was with vodka. Literally.
Well, that's pure alcohol, and actually we have used alcohol for many, many, many decades also. I used to use phenol, which is a type of alcohol, to destroy the nerve to the facet joints.
And Dr. Sheely, when we destroy the nerves that tell us that there's pain, when we experience pain, is that a good thing? I mean, to not feel the pain, but the cause is still there. I'm trying to understand.
In certain situations, like for the facet joints, if the facet joints are already diseased, that is damaged from something. And interestingly, those particular nerves have no known benefit other than to give you feedback from the joint. In other words, by destroying the facet joint nerve, you're not damaging any sensation, any muscle power. And I probably did over 1,200 of those throughout my life. I introduced that back in the early 70s.
Dr. Sheely, what is pain? What is it?
Well,
we know what it feels like, but what is
pain? Pain is an indication of irritation to some structure. Now, it can be muscle, it can be nerve, it can be any organ in the body. Pain is an indication that that particular part that's hurting is not happy. It's irritated one way or another.
Okay. Now, I was talking with one of our dear friends, And one of their relatives has something called triple negative breast cancer. And it's, let me just read what one of these websites says. And it says, these subtypes of breast cancer are generally diagnosed upon the presence or lack of three receptors known to fuel most breast cancers: estrogen receptors, progesterone receptors, and human epidermal growth factor receptors. The most successful treatment for breast cancer targets these receptors. Unfortunately, none of these receptors are found in women with triple negative breast cancer. In other words, a triple negative breast cancer diagnosis means that the offending tumor is estrogen receptor negative, progesterone receptor negative, and HER2 negative, thus giving the rise to the name triple negative breast cancer. On the positive note, this type of breast cancer is typically responsive to chemotherapy. Because of its triple negative status, however, triple negative tumors generally do not respond to receptor-targeted treatments. Depending on the stage of its diagnosis, triple negative breast cancer can be particularly aggressive and more likely to recur than other subtypes of breast cancer. And that's what it says in the first two paragraphs of Understanding Triple Negative Breast Cancer by the TNBCFoundation.org website. So, Dr. Shealy, here's a question I have, and this is a question that many of our class may have when they get to this point with someone whom they know or someone in their family or maybe even themselves. The question is, This lady that I know, middle-aged, is being treated with a experimental therapy. And the treatment involves certifying that she is not eating any foods outside of what you might get at a supermarket. Now, what I'm saying is, she might want to have spirulina or greens or some other things, or may want to try a hemp oil or colloidal silver, or she can't do it. She has to certify that she's not doing any of these other types of therapies. So there are many questions that I have around this particular person's situation. Number one, do you get better care when you agree to these experimental therapies? That's one question.
Well, the question is, do you get better care when you do experimental treatment? And
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm.
I'm, honestly, in general, as anybody who's ever heard me speak knows, there is no circumstance under which I would have any chemotherapy for any type of cancer, period, mm-hmm. end of report. Mm-hmm. I think they're all poison. The average, supposedly, the average increase in life expectancy with the use of chemotherapy is 4 months. That's after often months of torture with chemotherapy. So there's no way I would try chemotherapy, period.
Okay. So when a person signs up for this, do they know that they're getting the actual experimental treatment or therapy? Or could they be just getting the placebo and giving them maybe a false hope?
Yep.
Is that possible?
In general, there are, you know, so-called crossover, double-blind, and all that kind of studies, which means you may have a 50% chance of getting nothing.
Mm-hmm. So
that might be and here's the drug, of course.
Yeah. Well, here's the dilemma. When a person... And I'm hypothesizing that when a person is offered a treatment like this that is experimental, and I'm sure they're told, well, we don't know if it's going to work, but it might work, you know, then there's some hope. Okay? But at the same time, when you find out that, well, you can't use hemp oil, or you can't use probiotics, or you can't use iodine, or you can't use colloidal silver, or you can't use massive
something
doses of vitamin. Yes, vitamin C, Myers cocktails, and so forth. The B vitamins. I mean, there's so many things that I would want to do if I were in this situation that it would be an extremely difficult decision for most people when their medical doctor says, look, we've got this experimental treatment. Maybe we can get you in. I don't know, maybe. You know, if everything works right and they accept you, whoever they are, maybe we can get you in. So now you're faced with this hope against hope versus trying something that other people have tried that has helped them, but you don't know if that's going to work either, versus doing nothing. What a terrible dilemma, Dr. Shuley.
Well, it is. But then, of course, to me, again, we're talking about conventional medicine. Now, in general, in acute illness, in cancer, classifies that when it's diagnosed, I like most acute therapies, except in cancer. On the other hand, for chronic therapy, I do not like anything that I can think of that conventional medicine offers.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, when I think about my situation, they wanted to do tests and more tests and more tests, and these tests were getting, pretty darn uncomfortable. And I wanted to use some of the therapies that you recommended. Actually, I wanted to use all the therapies that you recommended. And, they were the medical professionals, if you want to refer to them that way, said, you know about the blue man, right? Yeah, sure, I know about the blue man. Meaning, we've got our own blue man right here in Springfield. And you gotta be really careful. So, but it's okay to have these massive doses of steroids, and it's okay to have these massive doses of really, really strong antibiotics, and it's okay to have long courses of these massive doses of really strong antibiotics. But, you know, that colloidal silver stuff is really dangerous.
And you are speaking reality. That's all.
I am, and I'm speaking firsthand experience.
Right.
And I am. And from my perspective, and I don't know why they're called alternative therapies, but I guess we call them that. But heck, I got to tell you, they're working. They're really working. Really working. So that was the dilemma I wanted to share with you about this triple negative breast cancer. And how do you resolve that in your mind? And how do you make that decision? We'll be right back. Dr. Norm Shiel is with us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. If you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. And there you can peruse the optimal health information. And you can sign up for the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, I was on the phone with one of our instructors, and she was telling me that a family member, a very young family member, has just been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, a child. What is the outlook for someone who is diagnosed with type 1 diabetes? What is their life? How is their life going to change, and what do they need to pay attention to?
Well, actually, that is an unequivocal indication for the use of insulin, almost inevitably, and it can keep them, you know, properly done, and they can actually live a normal life expectancy if they can keep it controlled.
Okay, and so what if they can't keep it controlled? What are the risks? What if they don't have the, let's say they use too little insulin, and they decide, well, you know what, I'm supposed to take one unit, I'll take a half a unit. What happens?
They're going to go in and out of the hospital with severe problems, going all the way up to coma. I mean, it really does. That is an absolute, unequivocal indication for lifelong therapy. Now, it is occasionally possible to bring it under control with extreme dietary and other approaches, but that's rare.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shuley, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the next few days here at the farmhouse. And I got to tell you, there are going to be a whole bunch of interested instructors, and I'll bet you they're going to have a lot of medical questions and discussions with you about all kinds of things that are happening. And I'm noticing that just about every family I talk with today has got someone who has either just died, someone who is dying, someone who's got a serious life-threatening disease. It's unbelievable. It's every family, Dr. Shuley. Every family. And I don't ever remember it being like this.
Well, it is a sign of the times, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And would you say that I just haven't been paying attention, you know, over the years, or would you say that what I'm seeing is really people are getting sicker at an increasing rate?
I think we can say that toxicity is catching up.
Yeah.
The world is extremely toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Poison.
I just saw an article yesterday, and this was from the Independent News in the United Kingdom. And here's the headline. Russian radioactivity recorded at 986 times higher than usual as toxic cloud sparks nuclear accident rumors. Russian officials had previously denied any knowledge of a nuclear accident, but now the country's meteorological service admits finding traces of an isotope produced by splitting atoms in a reactor. So now we're finding out that, you know, there's this radioactive cloud. It's over Russia, and it's moving, and is it going to affect us? Well, probably. And the isotope that was found is Ru-106. When it was found between September 25th and October 1st.
That means, are you being poisoned?
Yeah. And I think the answer is yeah, absolutely, for sure. So the isotope was found in Tartarstan in southern Russia and has reached all European countries, starting in Italy and toward north of Europe from 29th of September. The service that found this did not specify whether the pollution, where the pollution originated, but the concentration of 986 times background level was found in a village close to the Russian border with Kazakhstan, around 20 miles from the Mayak nuclear facility. And there was an explosion at that facility in 1957, and at least 272,000 people were exposed to dangerous levels of radiation. And this particular facility serves as a reprocessing site for nuclear fuels.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello? Ben?
Patrick, I can hear your microphone. I can hear your microphone. Class, I'm looking at a map of the United States at NETC.com, Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center. And it shows...
I got disconnected.
Okay, great. Dr. Shuley, I'm looking at a map of the United States at the Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center to look at radioactive measurements across the country. And it shows... Radcon 1, Radcon 2, Radcon 3, Radcon 4, and Radcon 5 level measurements. And there are three Radcon 4 level alerts, if you will. We'll call it an elevated measurement. And they're in California, Florida, and Maine. But in... there are a lot of Radcon 3, which is considered an elevated measurement. And where are they? Well, let me tell you. I'm looking at the map right now of the United States. Maine. Massachusetts. These are the elevated measurements. New York, like New York City. North Carolina. South Carolina. Florida. Alabama. I'm scrolling across the map here, so it's taking me a couple seconds to do this. Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, South Dakota. I mentioned California before. Yeah, California has a bunch of them. And Arizona. So, oh, and Utah. So that's where we have Radcon 3 elevated measurements. Now, it doesn't seem all that much different from what we might typically see, a little higher than normal, But I'm concerned about the radioactivity from Russia and, well, radioactivity from all over. So the question, Dr. Shuley, is what do we do? What do we do when there's radioactive clouds circling the planet and we have leaks from all of the nuclear reactors all over the planet? Is there a protocol that you recommend that we endorse, support, and use to help protect us?
Well, the only thing that you can do that may help your thyroid gland, because the thyroid gland, interestingly, is the most sensitive to radioactivity. It is destroyed more easily than any other organ by radioactivity. The only thing you can do is take iodine. Now, the question is how much iodine? Well, it depends on what's going on in your life, but personally, I would take one iota raw every day. That's 12 and a half milligrams, at least until the so-called threat is more or less passed. I want to point out, by the way, that there is even a one did not exist before the 1940s.
And what was this that did not exist before the 1940s?
Well, any measurable level of radioactivity.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say iodorol, how does that compare to a drop of iodine, liquid iodine? Is there a conversion?
Well, if it's that clear liquid iodine, that's 75 micrograms. And so, you would need a whole bunch. I mean, 20 micrograms is only 1.5 milligrams. Mm-hmm. And one iodorol is 12.5 milligrams.
Okay. What about the reddish-brown iodine? Is there a difference between the iodine that we would put on a wound versus the iodine we might consume orally?
Well, if you put on a wound, the main difference is alcohol. It is dissolved, if you will, in alcohol, and you wouldn't want to drink it.
Okay.
I don't know what other abnormalities might be in the brown stuff.
Okay. We have iodine liquid, tri-iodine here on the farm. That's the label, what the label says. And when a cow cuts his or her foot or hoof or leg, or skin somehow, we'll just spray that on there. It's hard to get up close to them and work them. They don't like it, and they certainly don't like the sting of the iodine, but we have a spray that we can, spray them from like a foot away, and we use that. Now, would that be different? Is that
stronger.
Something that...
That's 7.5%, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's about right. And is that something that we can put on our skin as a way of introducing iodine into our body?
Yes,
would that
iodine
work?
Is absorbed through the skin. In mm-hmm. general, they recommend for testing whether or not you're deficient in iodine using regular iodine, human iodine, which is only about, I think, 3%. But you paint a 1-inch square on the skin, don't wash it off, and if it's absorbed in less than 24 hours, you are deficient in iodine.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. I could take a Q-tip, and I could use the, would I be able to use the tri-iodine, or would it be different?
It's a little stronger, so we don't know how long it should be. I would use regular tincture of iodine.
Okay. I'm writing this down. Tincture of iodine. And so I paint a 1 square inch area on my skin. I could do that on my arm, my forearm, right? And with a Q-tip, paint that on there. And if it's gone, if I don't wash it, if it's gone in 24 hours, I am deficient in iodine?
Exactly.
Okay. Then what do I do at that point?
Well, then you should be taking, I think, a minimum of 1.5 milligrams a day of iodine orally.
Okay. Is iodine something that can build up in your body? Do we develop a toxicity over time if we were to take the iodine?
In general, of course, to me, I've taken, Iodorol for 12 years, I think, by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend for most people that they build up slowly
mm-hmm.
over a period of months
mm-hmm.
to one a day. And that keeps you protected all the time
mm-hmm.
from
are there any...
at least your thyroid protected from radioactivity.
Are there any downsides to consuming iodine orally?
Well, if you get too much, too rapidly, it actually blocks the thyroid from taking up and functioning properly. So it can cause hypo or underactive thyroid.
Okay. And what happens if you have an underactive thyroid? What would the symptoms of that be?
Well, the most common would be fatigue
mm-hmm.
And loss of hair.
Hmm. Okay.
But for us men, I'm not sure you can tell.
Mm-hmm. So taking too much iodine can cause you to lose your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or too little. I mean, it's interesting because it's a peculiar, contrary appearance. Too little or too much.
All right. So so, how do we get tested if we want to know?
Well, there is the only available test that's easy. Is the thyroid panel, which is a free TH, TSH, and a free T3 and a free T4. Now, the problem with that lab test is neither the lab that's run for those, cannot distinguish between fluoride attached to tyrosine and iodine attached to tyrosine. And fluoride attached to tyrosine does not make an active thyroid. Do you understand? In other words, anybody living in a city drinking city water is going to get a false test of the blood levels of thyroid function.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Now, is iodine important for general
life.
Health as well?
Life.
Okay.
It's important for energy as well. Most of the thyroid in your body is not used in the thyroid, but in other cells to help produce energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do need thyroid. It is an essential mineral.
Okay, so iodine is is an essential mineral. Okay. Well, you know, it seems like it'd be really easy to, if you could stand the taste of it, to overdose yourself on iodine, thinking, okay, one drop's good, two drops would be really good, four drops would be really, really good. So what do we do?
Slowly. In general, most people will do okay if they get 1.5 milligrams of iodine daily.
Okay,
that's the equivalent to one iodorol a week.
Okay. 1.5 milligrams of iodine daily. Very good.
Right. But the nice thing about iodine is you don't excrete it and use it up overnight. So if you take 12.5 milligrams of one iodorol a week, you'll do just as well as taking 1.5 milligrams a day.
Now, does iodine help fight disease as well?
Well, yes, because it improves the immune system.
There you go. Okay. Dr. Shuey, I'll be right back right after these few short commercial announcements.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, where else would you hear that consuming too much iodine orally can cause hair loss? So, Dr. Shuley, that hair loss from consuming too much iodine, is that reversible? Does the hair grow back if you stop taking iodine?
In general, well, it depends. You've got to really get rebalanced. And It, interestingly, in my experience, it's much easier for women to get back to normal than it is for men.
Okay. And, you know, I see people with thinning hair as they get older, and I'm wondering, is it because of the chemicals that they're taking? For example, I looked up lisinopril, and people take that for high blood pressure. And it's a derivative of snake venom. And one of the things that it does is it can cause hair loss. I mean, and how many people are on lisinopril? I imagine a lot.
And
that's what I read.
And you're lucky if it works in 1 out of 3 for the blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, back to that. We've talked about this before. Then what does Dr. Shuley recommend for those who have increased blood pressure?
Well, the top of my list is always Kyani Nitro Extreme. The reason being, it is so simple. I mean, basically, it's 15 and a maximum of 30 drops twice a day. And it works in 70% of people and has other benefits as well, like increased energy.
Okay. Kyani Nitro Extreme. In class, you can go to Dr. Shuley's website and learn more about that. K-Y-A-N-I Nitro, N-I-T-R-O-X-T-R-E-M-E. Okay. So what else can we do? I like to eat red beets. Is that something that's a...
Red beets may help, but interestingly, after age 50, it doesn't have... work nearly as well as it does before.
Okay, how about garlic?
We have trouble converting it into nitrous oxide.
Okay, how about garlic? Raw garlic?
There's some evidence that it helps. So personally, although I love the taste of garlic, I can't eat, especially raw garlic. It causes too much rumbling in my gut.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would recommend for someone who would like to avoid taking the pharmacomafia chemicals?
Well, there's a 90% chance of controlling your blood pressure by taking four of Dr. Shealy's youth formula a day, plus two of Dr. Shealy's essentials a day, plus taurine, 6,000 milligrams a day. That combination works in 90% of people, and again, is quite safe.
Well, I do it. I take six of Dr. Shealy's youth formula class. That is vitamin C plus MSM. And I've been taking them for quite a while. And, you know, Dr. Shealy, I don't know if it is an image I have in my mind, but I don't think I would feel as well if I stopped taking Dr. Shealy's youth formula. I'm very serious
about that. Because you would drop your DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone level. One of its greatest benefits is it helps you make DHEA.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shealy, and let me just share this with our class. Mrs. Finelli does not like the idea of having vitamin jars and containers on the kitchen counter. She doesn't like that. I like that because it is a constant it's a constant reminder of what we should do. And it's one of these out of sight, out of mind kind of things. So I like having my supplements on the kitchen counter. So just to, I don't know if you can win this one. I think it's like kind of like one of those toilet seat things, up down. You know that I've heard causes divorce. It doesn't in our house, but you know, I've heard those kind of things. I like the vitamin jars on the counter. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back, and we're going to talk about cancer deaths driven by bad health habits, the Madagascar plague, and sugar. The sugar industry blocked research linking sucrose to heart disease and cancer. Yeah, they blocked it. And what does Dr. Shealy say? He doesn't like the idea of sugar. Really. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.